Hi. This week the question is abstinence before marriage reasonable and possible? Abstinence before marriage means young people are taught and expected to have no sex at all until they're married. And once they're married, they're then taught to have sex only with their husband or wife and with no one else. Having sex with no other person than one spouse is called fidelity or faithfulness. Having sex with another person after marriage is called cheating. Now listen to me. Abstinence before marriage is 100% safe. The prevailing attitude is that sex is a bodily function like breathing, sleeping, and eating. Dr. Ruth summarizes this position by saying, asking young people to control their libido is asking them too much. Their libido is too strong, end quote. However, after researching very carefully, I've not found one documented case or obituary which read, quote, Johnny Smith, 17-year-old, cause of death, virginity, end quote. You know, controlling one's sexual desires is safe and healthy. Abstinence before marriage is 100% safe and 100% effective against pregnancy and sexual transmitted diseases. When Jocelyn Elders was the Surgeon General under the Bill Clinton administration, she made this statement, quote, we have taught young people what to do in the front seat of the car. We need to teach them what to do in the back seat, end quote. And she advocated what she called safe sex. Well, safe sex means sex with a condom. But if anyone bothers to read the label of a condom package, the label specifically says, quote, condoms have been found to be very effective in reducing pregnancies and the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. The words very effective means that condoms are not 100% safe. Abstinence before marriage is 100% effective. Only one virgin in the history of mankind ever had a baby. And that was Mary, the mother of Jesus, who bore the Lord into this world. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. This passage teaches two important truths. First of all, it teaches us it is possible to remain a virgin until marriage, for both Joseph and Mary were virgins when they married. The second thing it teaches us is it's reasonable to remain a virgin until marriage. This is what God expects. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, the Bible says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who's an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Now listen to this last verse again. No fornicator, it said, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Having sex before marriage is called fornication. It's a sin. Unless one receives forgiveness for this sin, that person cannot go to heaven. Fornication is not worth eternity in hell. Now, what are the fruits of premarital sex? Well, premarital sex results in unwanted pregnancies. Sometimes these unwanted pregnancies are terminated by abortion. Abortion is murder, and those who have abortions must seek forgiveness for now a second sin, taking the life of an innocent human being. Second, premarital sex results in a child coming into the world with only one parent. Children deserve to grow up in a home with both their parents, not just one. Third, premarital sex results in sexually transmitted diseases. Many sexually transmitted diseases are incurable. Genital herpes has no cure. AIDS has no cure. Once a person has contracted this, they will live with this disease for the rest of their days on this earth. There is no cure. And fourth, premarital sex results in eternal punishment. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, the Bible says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." Listen to me. People can be forgiven of this sin. But remember well, this is a sin. And if it's not forgiven, a person cannot go to heaven. "Be not deceived," the passage said. A common argument made by school officials and even many parents is that, you know, young people are going to have sex anyway. But sex is the only vice I know of in which school officials give up and distribute devices and information on how to commit the sin. For example, no one says, young people are going to do drugs anyway, so let's give them clean needles and pure drugs so that it's safer. We realize that many will indeed do drugs, but we still try to teach them to say no, don't we? Likewise, many will indeed have sex, but we must teach them to say no until it is the right time. Well, another common argument made by school officials is, you can't legislate morality. You ever heard that? This is by far the most lame excuse of all. Of course, morality can be legislated. We do it all the time. Is murder a moral issue? Of course it is. Do we legislate against murder? Of course we do. Are drugs a moral issue? Of course they are. Do we legislate against the recreational use of drugs? Of course we do. Is alcohol a moral issue? Is child pornography a moral issue? Of course they are. And we legislate against these things. And likewise, premarital sex is a moral issue. And it can be legislated by parents. As a matter of fact, do you realize that when a legal adult, and I'm talking about someone over the age of 18, when they have sex with a minor, someone under 18, that is actually against the law. Did you know that? That's called statutory rape. And do you realize that if an 18-year-old man has sex with a 17-year-old girl, do you realize the parents of the girl have the legal right to press charges against the man for statutory rape? This is a moral issue, and it can be legislated. "Do not be deceived," the passage says. "Fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 10. Young people can control themselves. They can remain virgins until they're married. It's possible and it's reasonable. Young people who have already committed this sin can find forgiveness from God if they believe that Jesus is the Son of God, John 3:16. If they repent of this and all their sins, Luke 13, verse 3. If they confess their faith in Christ with their mouth, Romans 10, verse 10. And if they're baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins, Acts 2, verse 38. That's what it takes to get forgiveness according to God's Word. If you'd like to learn more about this, we invite you to study with us about God's plan of salvation. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between the words. There at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. And we invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.